Mic check. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hello, world.
Hello, hello, hello.
You got my girl, Miss Glam, and I am Mo Hazel. I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to say anything. Welcome to Badass Besties. We hope you are tuned in today, ready for another show. And if you haven't subscribed to us, please subscribe. I haven't said that in a while. Do that. Do that for sure. So how you doing today, Miss Glam?
I am good.
Good, good. You sound good. I don't know about singing, but you sound good.
Don't hate.
You sound happy and refreshed.
Yes.
Okay, that's what's up. Are you ready to get into it?
Yes.
All right, let's get into the Weekly Delight. For those of you out there,
you ruined it for me. I wanted to steal its podcast day. Now I'm sad.
Oh, you know what? Go ahead and say it, Pumpkin.
I don't want to say it now.
Well, you know what? You know what I forgot to do? And you can do it. What's the episode?
I don't want to do it when you give it to me.
Oh, bruh. Come on, man.
I want to do it and steal it.
Oh, well, okay. Guess what day it is?
You ruined it.
Oh. Well, it's podcast day. Apparently, I forgot that. And we're on episode 24.
24!
What? 24! So let's get into Weekly Delight. For those of you out there who know or don't know, Weekly Delight is where we take a person, place, or thing. It can be a food. It can be a book. It can be a quote. Just whatever's getting you through the week. Keeping you happy, keeping you sane, and keeping you motivated until we get to Friday. Miss Glam, are you ready to go first?
Yes.
All right, let's do this.
I am counting down to family vacation.
What?
Yes. We do an annual family vacation for my dad's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost that time.
That's what's up. Where y'all going? Where am I going? Because Play Sister didn't get invited, but that's cool.
You didn't ask.
But I'm family. It's a family trip.
Okay, I'll be honest. My brothers ain't going either.
Okay, true, fair.
So,
wait, for real?
Yeah, they don't usually go.
Oh, okay.
Like, for them to go, it's a, oh my God, we're all here? And I don't think, I don't know when last time they all went.
Okay, I don't feel offended. All right, carry on. Where are y'all going?
They can't take off for the mini days.
That's fine.
We are going to Great Wolf Lodge again.
Again.
But we're going to the one in LaGrange, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's two?
There's more than.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm super excited because we're going to Atlanta or near Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally get to go to Soul Crab.
So what is the delight? The Wolf Lodge or Soul Crab?
All of the above.
Just
and
the
I'm
going to
try greens and gravy.
Uh-oh. All right. All right.
So I'm excited.
Make sure you take the yoga video with you because
it is always
the gravy
with
is going to do you in a little bit.
It's always with me on my phone.
All right.
And I even have a travel mat.
All right.
And my yoga paws.
Yoga paws.
Yeah. They give you cushion.
Got it.
My travel mat doesn't have any cushion.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the yoga paws because it gives me cushion in my palms of my hands and the balls of my feet.
Got it. You're so healthy, so in shape. I love it.
I just like the yoga booty.
I am not, but that's all right. I like to hear about you. I feel like if I know people who do healthy things, maybe the good health karma will trickle down on me.
Eventually, I will sucker you in.
I'm
going
to get there. I'm eating healthier, just for the record. I'm eating
healthier.
That's
because of Lucky Market.
Drinking smoothies, kale, all that good stuff.
That's all because of Lucky Market.
Hey, that's the business. I would make it my weekly delight, but what I'm about to say is way cooler. Shout out to Lucky Market. They are keeping me alive and healthy. I might live past 45 thanks to them. But so my weekly delight, I actually got to be a camp counselor over the weekend in Jekyll Island. It was fun. It was a Christian youth camp, and I think I got just as much out of it as they did. And I'm tired. Those kids wore me out, but it was worth it. But the highlight for me is not even the trip. It was this awesome quote. So we were in a session, and I was part facilitating it. And this other gentleman, he was a pastor from Ohio. He said this quote that his grandmother gave him because we were talking to the kids about the future. And it's, Lift while you climb. Lift while you climb. And it was very powerful when we heard it, because it was pretty much telling us wherever you're trying to get to in life, you know, whatever. In this case, we're talking about careers, but it can be applied to anything. But once you get to there, or while you're getting to there, don't leave a man behind. You know what I mean? Like, bring them with you. And I think a lot of times when we're grinding and trying to climb the corporate ladder, or, you know, find our purpose in life, we're just stuck with the day to day. And we kind of forget what our purpose is, and that we should be helping others here on earth. And so it was just a really good reminder that, you know, don't forget what you wake up for. It's not just to go to work and then come home and spend time with your family. You have a purpose. And, you know, while you're climbing to get to there, don't forget that there's others out there that need to be uplifted too, and take them with you along the journey. So that was deep, positive, got me motivated to have a good week and do something. So yeah, that's
so
what
no
I got.
No pity for you today?
I mean, I know, right? That's... I can't see. Listen, I have to kind of work my way back in this week. I just got out of church camp, right? You know what I mean?
No,
so
baby.
I'm feeling the spirit. Like, I got some hymns that are like in the dome, so I can't really be petty this week. So yeah, I hope I can make it through this episode and people don't hate us.
Well, I'll go ahead and say I apologize.
Warm it up. Warm me up. Warm me up.
Because
warm me up
I'm
to the petty.
Go in.
I think I'll get there. I just gotta,
no,
you know, rev and slow.
Sanctified. I'm good.
She
I
said,
like
make
that.
This. You like it when I'm down?
Yes.
All right. Well, are you ready to get into the topic?
What's the topic?
Okay. So the topic today is superstition, to believe or not to believe. That is the question. And pretty much we'll be talking about different superstitions, you know, stuff that everybody knows, and then kind of like get into stuff that we grew up to. And, you know, for some of these, we're going to try to find out the origins of the superstition, but we're just going to talk about, you know, trends out there that, or rituals out there that people do and believe, and see if it's something that we do and believe, and kind of make comments on it. What do you think?
Okay.
Okay, so I'll let you start, because you have some that you wanted to rattle off for us, my dear.
Yes. So, have you heard of the black cats being bad luck?
Yes, I have. Yes. If they cross the street, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, do you believe in it?
I do. I do. I try to avoid them.
I just don't like cats.
I don't like cats either, but... I mean, I'm not against it. I just don't personally want them as a pet.
Yeah.
I don't mind others having it as a pet. I just don't want it as a pet.
Do you know where that one comes from? Black cats being
I don't know where none of this comes
bad
from.
Bad luck?
Nope. I have no clue. You're in charge of that.
So it says it was believed that witches could take the form of black cats in the Middle Ages. So that's where that's kind of carried, that black cats are bad luck.
So they're witches.
Apparently.
All black cats are witches.
Yeah. That can turn into zombies.
Okay, so we're laughing. Tech support is not happy. Tech support does not like zombies. So when she said that, he's just like, really? Really?
Yes. So.
Is there any superstitions about zombies over there?
I didn't do any of
those.
Dang
it.
I know.
Next time. That's all right.
So, okay. I take that back. I did do one.
Uh-oh.
So, zombies don't like tech support, and they'll be crawling up the stairs tonight and trying to get underneath the door to get him while he's sleeping.
Ooh. So I'm making the zombie noise, and he is shooting me a dirty look, because it's like going straight to his ear. That was fun. That was worth that.
Yes.
All right. So what else you got over there?
The number 13?
Yes.
Bad luck?
Yes.
Do you like the number 13?
No, I don't find it lucky.
So do you know where that came from?
I'm about the Friday 13th, correct? That's in...
Well,
line with
the
that.
Number 13, period. Did you notice that most hotels don't have a 13th floor?
No.
Yes. Next time you go to a hotel, look at and you'll see that it skips right over 13.
What?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
But do you know where that comes from? That actually stems from Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
There were 13 guests at the Last Supper.
So how's that bad luck?
Isn't that...
Because it was the Last Supper?
I'm assuming so. I don't know. It just said there were 13 guests at the Last Supper.
So it's biblical.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so it's bad luck.
And it's bad luck.
Apparently.
Wow. All right. What else you got over there?
Walking under a ladder. Have you heard about that one?
Yeah, I have.
Do you believe in that?
I mean, I don't walk under it, but I'm not opposed to it. I don't believe in it. No.
Okay. So apparently that one comes from the open ladder forms a triangle.
Okay.
And sometime in ancient time, triangles once were considered a symbol of life. So walking through the shape is considered tempting your fate.
What?
Because the triangle is...
No, I get it. I never would have got that out the ladder.
Yeah, neither would
I'm
I.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm like, what? I never thought that. Maybe I need to double check and make sure I don't walk under a ladder. Okay.
So throwing salt over your shoulder.
Yes. I don't, but tech support does.
So I've heard of this one and I knew the reason why. So the belief is if you toss a pinch of salt over your left shoulder, you get rid of bad luck.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And it's because legend has it, the devil's always standing behind you. And when you throw salt over your shoulder, you'll get it in his eye and he'll be distracted so he can't cause any trouble.
Okay. That makes sense. That I'm makes just going to throw it over to get it in a little kid's eye, but that's all right.
Do you knock on wood?
I do. That's you know what? I think I don't know the reason, but they do it overseas. Like,
really?
Didn't it came, yeah, I feel like it came from Europe. I feel like I read something about it being a European thing. And then maybe just,
well, the knocking on wood from a, you know, making sure, like when you say something, you don't want to tempt fate, you knock on wood.
Mm-hmm.
It actually comes from the ancient belief that good spirits live in trees. And so when you knock on something wooden, a person is calling the spirits for protection.
Yeah, I ain't getting none of that out of that.
Yeah, I didn't know the reason either. But I knock on wood all the time.
I just knock on wood. Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I knock on fake wood half the time.
Right. You know what I do? I knock on my head.
Well, that is wooden.
Shut up. I'm like, ain't nothing up there.
What about crossing fingers?
I do it, but I do it in a hopeful way. Like, good luck. Crossing fingers, good luck.
I've done it like that, but I've also done the, when I was younger and I was
bad,
telling stories,
sneaky,
or fibbing,
mm-hmm,
I would cross my finger
a
behind my
kid.
Back.
You one of them baby
so
kids.
So it didn't count that I was telling my mom a story.
Wow, y'all are the baby kids.
It
was it was two boys and a girl, right?
Yeah.
And the girl was the oldest.
I don't remember.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was a good child.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Moving
on.
Baby.
My mama wasn't playing that. So the crossing of the fingers, the wishing part, like when you're wishing for something, that comes from during the Hundred Years' War. An archer would cross his fingers to pray for luck before drawing back his long bow with the same fingers.
And yet we cross our fingers for good luck?
Yeah, for luck. Because he wanted luck. He wanted to make sure he hit his target.
No, I got it. It's just this is blowing my mind. I didn't know these things. I don't know the reasons.
I had to Google it. Yeah,
so it's just
interesting. It's just kind of what you're taught.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the ones that I kind of was interested to find, or that I found interesting when I was, you know, Googling, looking. But I grew up with ones that I still don't know why.
Let's get into those, because those, I have some of those too.
So when it was lightning and thundering outside, you can't be on the phone, you can't watch TV. Basically, you sit in a room that's dark and you stare at the wall.
Now, you were telling me about this. We didn't do that. Now, I mean, like, if it's lightning outside, yeah, I turn the TV off. But you're saying if it's just thundering, you turn the TV off too?
No. Thundering, lightning, grandma wasn't having it. Turn the TV off. Get off the phone. Hush, just sit.
And no reason she never explained it to you?
No.
Okay. Do you do that now as an adult?
No, I don't even turn TV off. It'd be lightning. As long as the cable is running, we good.
Do you have a satellite?
I had one.
Okay. Did you leave it on with that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
But, like, I was always told you can't even take a shower when it's lightning and thunder and you'll get electrocuted.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I didn't know that, but I just didn't. I mean, is that considered superstition then?
I was always told not to. And it depends.
Yeah, for the most part, I won't. If it's thundering.
But that's just because I'm afraid the lights are going to go out in the middle of the shower and now I'm stuck.
See, that's my fear. Like, I do it, but I don't do it for the reasons that you're saying. I'm doing it because, like, again, the lights go out. I don't need to be butt naked, running around the house trying to get my life. And then with the lightning, I don't need to be wet. And then you strike my house when I'm wet. But if it's just thundering or raining hard, I don't see
the
problem.
We live in Florida. It lightens and thunders, especially in the summer, every day.
Every day.
So I'm not, like, I still don't get the phone thing. Like, that's the prime opportunity to talk to people because you're home and you're bored. But you couldn't talk on the phone.
Yeah. I think I would have thought electricity too. Yeah. So what else?
Fish dreams.
Yes.
You heard of that?
Yeah. Both Tech Support's family and my family.
Yeah.
That if someone dreams of fish, they're pregnant. Someone's pregnant in the family. Yeah.
Yes. They can keep them fish dreams to themselves.
Anybody have a fish dream about you?
In the past, yeah.
Yeah. So I've heard of it before. But I know that sometimes it did work, but it never worked in my favor. Like when people said, I had a dream about fish, and they'll try to tap me and be like, it's you, girl, it's you. I'm like, okay, you'll find out. Exactly. And then it's somebody else.
Yes. So I don't know, but like I used to be, I like believe in them to a point, but my dad, he's a pastor. Mm-hmm. So basically he was all... You know, I think it was, have you heard of don't put your purse on the floor?
Yes.
So you don't put your purse on the floor because you'll lose money when it touches the ground.
Yep.
I think he didn't put it on the floor, but it accidentally went on the floor or something. I was freaking out. And he was, and I explained why. He's like, you believe in God, right? God got you, right? So why are you concerned about some silly superstition? And then I just felt silly after that. So... I mean, I still knock on wood. Most of that stuff's out of habit versus whether or not I really believe something's really going to come.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I definitely believe in God, obviously, and no one's bigger than God. But because we grew up with those superstitions, and we grew up in family that went to church, so it was just what you did. Yeah. Like, and there's church folks that I know that believe in the purse thing and, all that stuff. Now, this one, I loved it. Tech Support's mommy. Every New Year's Eve, she will take her suitcase and just walk it around her car in a lap right before midnight. Because if she is starting to ring in the new year with luggage, that means it'll bring travel to her every new year. And she does travel, so there's some truth to it. But it's just so cute because the neighborhood's out there doing fireworks and they're just watching her just her car. It's so cute. Yeah, it's the cutest thing.
I've heard it tickles me about, like,
I've never
black
seen
eyed
that
peas?
Before
like
yeah
the new year
my mom does the black eyed peas
thingy. I don't do that.
Yeah, matter of fact, if I'm not at my mom's house, I will roll by my mom's house to pick up my little bowl before I go home. And then my mother-in-law also does red underwear.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
And a little bit of gold. Something
that.
Gold.
Because
have it on you. And it's like good luck and
I think
money.
The first time, not the first time I met her, but when I was getting to know her, she bought me red underwear. And I was just like.
My mother-in-law?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She'll do that. She'll do that. Cause she's,
and I was kind of like, what you
that?
Trying to tell? And they were not like granny panties either.
No, they're cute.
They were cute red underwear. Uh-huh. And I was kind of like.
She'll hook you up.
Wait a minute. Why is this lady buying me underwear? Like, what story is you telling her about me?
It's purely good luck. Like, every New Year's, she'll call me up if we're not together. And she's like, you got your panties? You got your gold? You use a suitcase? And I don't do the suitcase. I haven't braved myself up to do the suitcase. But I do the underwear and the gold. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Because I spent New Year's that year with y'all.
Yeah.
You know, Tech Support made me sick. Remember? I got sick. And I ended up being really sick in his mom's bath. Was it his house? Were we at his mom's house?
Yeah, it was his mom's house.
He can't drive. Crap.
Remember that one New Year where you said, if I buy the fireworks, will you light it? And tech support, like, cool. And then we were heading to your house, and it was like we had 5 minutes before the ball dropped. And it was at that moment, 2 minutes. I mean, we would have made it in time, but we forgot you didn't have, like, cable. You did stream services, yes, at that time.
And we didn't have
access to Dick Clark. And that was the year he died. So he didn't get to see it. And then, like, Dick Clark died, and he was mad with you. He was like, I'm never going to her house for New Year's Eve. Because we grew up with Dick Clark, yeah, both me and him. And we always made sure whatever we did, it involved Dick Clark. And we had no problem. And you had no problem. But me and you clearly forgot you have streaming services, so you don't get the live stuff. And he was hot.
Yeah, because that was back when I was streaming only Hulu. And Hulu didn't have live back then.
Yeah.
Hulu
and
Netflix.
Although you turned me on to the Misfits that night. So
yes,
that was a win for me. Yes. What else traditionally do you do in regard to superstitions?
Oh, what about sweeping your feet with a broom is bad luck?
Yeah, you mentioned that. I never heard of that.
I've heard of it. That's usually when you throw salt over your shoulder, or at least the times when I did, you know, because you didn't want, like, now I read somewhere that people said sweeping your feet meant you wouldn't get married. I've never heard of that. Mm-hmm. I've just heard that if you sweep your feet with a broom, it was bad luck.
Okay. And it's if you sweep your feet, not if somebody
like
else.
By accident, while you're sweeping, if you sweep over your feet, it's bad luck.
Okay. You know, now, what about I think you do this or know about this, but in regard to if you're moving out, you know, you perish stuff because you don't want to take everything with you to the new house. You want to leave the old behind and start new, right?
Like, you can't bring, when you move into a new place, you don't bring your old broom, mm-hmm, your old dustpan, your old mop. No, because all that is mean you're bringing old problems into your new house.
Right.
I tried when I moved into my house because I'm like, this is expensive. I'm not going to get
this new... is good stuff. It still works.
Yes. It's bad
Time
enough.
Out. Were you in your 20s?
No.
You were in your 30s talking like that?
Yes.
Girl, you were making money then.
A house is expensive. So it was bad enough that I had to buy a broom for the outside to be able to sweep the porch, and because you don't mix them.
Right.
And when I tell you, grandma tossed it and said, I'll buy you a broom. So now I just had to go buy a broom.
Gotcha.
But I'm like, really? Because she was helping clean up and get me set up. I'm not using this. Trash.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't even let me bring it over the threshold.
Right. And see, I'm extreme. So I do that as well. You know, get rid of all my cleaning products like the broom, the vacuum, and start anew.
Now, you ain't getting rid of my vacuum.
I probably won't now. I broke down and bought a Dyson. So that's for life. Like, when I finally broke down and bought the Dyson, I'm like, so that's going to carry me until I'm at least 75 in my mind. But I would get rid of all that stuff. But I'd also want to get rid of a lot of our stuff. You know, I would try to get as much junk as possible and just keep essentials. And that way we can start the house kind of clean and not cluttered. And I remember this last time when we moved into our forever home and we were boxing things up. Let me tell you, me and tech support got into some fights over what to keep and what to throw away. I mean, he wanted to keep his driver's license, his first driver's license.
Take a picture of it and throw it in trash.
He tried to convince me that the Beats headphone box, just the box, not the Beat headphones, needs to be kept. And then we were having house guests stay over and they're just laughing at us and Googling, yo, man, that box is worth money. Like, just instigating stuff. But I mean, we fought to try to keep the house clean. Because he's a pack rat. He's a baby hoarder. And he wants to keep everything. He still has his pet rock. He still has his pound puppy from his childhood. I ain't got nothing from my childhood. You know, I mean, I do. I have like a few things. But he's got like everything. You know what I mean? He's got all his old cassettes. I mean, he just wanted to bring everything. So he did not believe in the whole purge and start anew. So that was a big old fight. It was funny, but I wanted to wring his throat.
I've been in my house a little over 5 years. I still have, I'm trying to count, 4 boxes in the garage that I have not opened.
You know what? I'm down to 1 box. I have, I think it's one box. If not, it's two. But I feel like it's one box in the garage that is kind of this mosh posh. But it, I want to say I just, I've been living in this house for, I feel like 4 years. And I think I just got down to the one box last year. So I feel you.
I have four. Yeah. I know one has a bunch of papers and things that were in the filing cabinet that I just don't have time to go through it. And it has books and, mm-hmm, and stuff like mm-hmm. that. One is games. I think, yeah, one is full of games.
Your niece doesn't play the games?
Well, I have a lot of board games because we have game nights and things like that.
Oh, you have game night? Oh, you have game night? Really, you do?
Yes.
Well, really? When's the last time you had a game night?
Technically?
Technically, yeah. That would be...
We played Battleship a couple of nights ago.
Oh, did you?
Me and the niece.
Oh, did you?
It's game night.
So I don't get an invite.
You want to play Battleship? It only takes two people.
Okay.
How you going to play?
It's called Loser.
You just want me to cook for you.
That's accurate. I want you to use your china as much as possible.
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. So you don't want to invite your play sister over?
I'll invite my sister over.
Wow.
I'm talking about you.
Okay, I need you to clean it up because you got another one. I'm waiting. I'm waiting too for the clarification. I paused for a reason.
I have two other ones.
I'm gonna need to be invited for a game night. I'm in my feelings.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I get back from my vacation, July.
Mm-hmm. Which I didn't get an invite to. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you, Dad. I know you listening. Happy birthday.
He say the more the merrier.
Mm-hmm. I need to be officially invited.
Oh, then you ain't never coming.
You see what I'm saying? That's
I don't sorriness. Even get officially invited.
That's some sorriness.
I get asked.
You different.
So when my grandbaby coming?
You different. Grandbaby, that's an invite.
No, that's for grandbaby. I just tag along.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay, so any other superstitions before we start wrapping up?
Those are the ones that come to mind.
Now, I know, read that like in China, the number four is powerful and it's bad luck. It means like death. And then I know, I'm just trying to think of random ones that I was reading that are like across the world. I know in, I believe it's Turkey. It is Turkey. They actually, no, I'm lying to you. Japan. In Japan.
How do you mix up Turkey and Japan?
I know. But in Japan. Oh, no, I'm totally wrong. Whoop. In India.
Oh, good God. Uh-uh.
It's India. Shut up. Turkey, it's in India. Japan, it's in India. I got India? It. I got you. It's right. Google it. In India, you can't trim your nails at night. I don't know why, but it's like bad luck. You can't trim your nails at night in India.
Oh, I remember one. Breaking a mirror. Did we talk about that one?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
So I believe in that one.
Yes, yes.
And like I've heard you get 7 years of bad luck.
Yes.
But that one comes from... People in
ancient
times.
Oh, you know
the
background
times,
behind this one, huh?
Yeah, because people in ancient times used to believe, or in certain cultures, that mirrors had the power to compensate your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you broke a mirror, your soul could be trapped. And that came from like Roman, Greek, Chinese, African, and Indian culture.
I'm going to make you go down a rabbit hole.
Uh-uh, no rabbit hole.
Yes, I am.
Nope.
You believe in Candyman?
I am not participating.
Go on and tell us that story. Nope. Yep. Nope. Yep.
I am not participating because
Candyman.
In that story will be... Nope. I'm not. Nope. I'm pleading the fifth. Not going to have people mad at me.
Oh, you about to lose a fan?
A whole bunch of them.
Anyways.
Whole family.
So
pool.
You do, okay, so, but you do believe in Candyman and...
No.
Okay.
But I do remember playing the game as
a kid, and we'll leave it at that. Yes. I can't con you into telling that story.
Nope.
Okay. Nope. I fine. What about, did they do that in the mirror too, Lizzie Borden?
No, we did Bloody Mary.
Bloody
and
Mary.
Actually,
that's what it was.
It wasn't You're Candyman. Right. It was Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary. I got it wrong.
Yes. It Bloody was the Mary. Bloody Mary at a birthday party.
Got
that's
it.
All you
so
get.
So for the young whippersnappers who don't know, can you at least explain what Bloody Mary is?
I don't know what she is. All I know
no,
is you stood
I mean,
in the
mirror. Concept.
Oh, you stood in the mirror and you were supposed to turn off the lights and...
Didn't you have to write? I could have swore you had to write with like a red lipstick Bloody Mary. No.
No, you just had to go in there with the lights off, and usually it was a group, and you all had to scream
Bloody Mary like a couple times, three times.
Mm-hmm. And it might have been a saying that went along with it. I ain't do all that because people came out all messed up, and I.
They came out bloody?
Yeah, they came out all scratched up. It was an
excuse. What?
Here's the thing.
It worked?
No. It was an excuse for...
You to take your aggressions off on
somebody? Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Let's do that.
So the person will remain nameless, but you proceeded to be Bloody Mary.
No, I didn't do anything. I wasn't even there.
Oh.
I just heard about it.
Oh, I got you. Okay, you heard about it. I know the story. Yeah. Yes. Okay, I got it.
Don't
That's
be
true.
Trying to get me
okay.
in trouble. I'm got just it. Trying to set me up.
You're trying to just.
I plead the fifth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I plead the fifth.
You ain't gonna be petty.
Was that Girl Scout honors?
You weren't a Girl Scout.
I was a Girl Scout.
You were for like days.
No.
How long were you a Girl Scout?
From third grade to fifth. Thank you very much.
Oh, you know what?
Thank you. I even did the rainbow ceremony and crossed over.
Oh, the rainbow ceremony.
Nah. I was a Girl Scout.
You were. You actually were. If you know that, you were. And you got badges and stuff, right?
I had badges.
Okay. So you were a Girl Scout. I take it back. Okay. I was in there longer than you, but okay. That works.
I got kicked out.
See, that's not being a Girl Scout.
I used to keep bad friends. It was her fault.
Well, not anymore. You got me, pumpkin.
Yeah, you a bad influence too.
Listen, I just got renewed this weekend. I'm refreshed.
We gonna take a poll. Who's the pettiest of the group? You.
You know what? Nobody answers. Anytime people do answer, they just kind of give the confused eye emoji like, who do I pick? They won't pick. Nobody will just man up and pick. Just man up, people. Let us know.
We already know you the pettiest.
I mean, probably so. I mean, I'm pretty savage.
You can have
I've been good today. I've been very good because, again, I'm refreshed.
I'm sorry. I apologize
I'm refreshed.
Now. I didn't realize she was all sanctified today when I wrote my petty
When I
sentence.
Tell you, you be so proud of my
I'm
sermon. Oh, it was so powerful. I was proud of myself. I went in. I had to say a prayer. Didn't know. I was nervous. And it worked out. Luckily, they teamed me with an actual pastor who was like, low-key needs to be a motivational speaker out traveling around the U.S. because he is amazing. Shout out to Pastor Jeff from Ohio. Yeah, man. Whatever we both were planning to talk about that day, I started and then I got led down a different way based on the conversation. And then whatever he was supposed to say, he didn't even get to say it. He just jumped in and did his own thing. It was amazing. So yeah, I'm going to be good this week, but next week I'll be right back at it. Don't you worry, pumpkin. I'll be back to my ways, but I still got, the hymns in my head keeping me right this week.
And you can be the nice one today and I will just poke and jab and I might just go for the jugular today.
Dang, I got a feeling you're really excited about your petty word. Is that what this is about?
Yeah.
Okay. I sense that.
I found a real nice one.
Oh, Lord.
It even sounds nice.
I hope you don't know how to pronounce it. I hope you fub it up.
Really?
See, I'm not even cussing. yeah. I'll be a salty Christian next week. I'll be back at it next week.
Okay.
Yeah. But, okay, so, well, we can wrap this up. This can be short and sweet. Since there's really no moral, you can either end by telling us what your favorite superstition is, or tell us how you feel about superstition now that you're older. You know, the things you did as a kid, do you really believe in it? You know what I mean?
I don't know if it's believe more than it's habit. Like I said, it's just habit. I do it because
there's none that you stop doing now that you're an adult.
Like at home, I do put my purse on the floor because where it sits. Mm-hmm. But like when I'm out, I don't. But it's more of the, I don't want my purse to be on the nasty floor. Ew.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But I do, like at home, the spot it goes in is, it's on the floor.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and I forgot to mention two more things. In Spain, they eat 12 grapes on New Year's and it symbolizes each month of the new year. Good luck. And then...
doing your New Year traditions.
No, that's Spain. That's a Spain thing.
I understand that, but you're all...
I did do that. I did do that 2 years in a row. I did do that 2 years in a row. I picked up more. I have to say, I picked up more because of my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law is really into the New Year's tradition. So she's got like 6 or 7 things she does. Huh?
You're lucky if I make it to midnight.
Right? No, I do. I know. I actually stay up.
I didn't make it last year.
Yeah. And then the other thing, Italy, and we were talking about this, in Italy, love, they sometimes will write love letters to Juliet, the Romeo and Juliet.
There's a movie about that.
Yeah. But that's a thing. That's a real thing.
Really?
Yeah, that's a real matter of fact. When I read about it, they actually have this Juliet Society. So it's a group of people that actually respond to those letters. That's how big of a thing it is in Italy, and it's supposed to be about love. I just wanted to say those two random ones because I remember reading a little bit about international superstitions. But anyways, back to me in regard to superstition. I think now that I'm older, I don't do as many of the ones that I did as a kid. I just do different ones because, again, my mother-in-law, it's usually the New Year ones. I'm like super into superstition around the New Year's just because it's almost like a family tradition now, just ways to bond with the family. And even like I said, with my mom, I will literally stop by her house and get some black eyed peas.
I like black eyed
and
peas.
And with my mother-in-law, I do all except the suitcase. But I do love to see her with the suitcase.
That's so wrong. See, that's wrong. That's
I used to laugh, but in reality, I stopped laughing. You know, I think after year three, I stopped laughing because I'm like, she is going on some trips, so there might be some truth to it. I don't know. But yeah, I do more than New Year's thing, but all the stuff that I did as a kid, although tech support believes in the... And
zombies,
I think
are coming to get him?
He's looking at me crazy. But the pole, you were talking about
that.
Oh, yeah,
the split
He's
the pole.
He's definitely like a maniac when it comes to that. Like, don't go separately between the poles. He definitely believes in that. And if we do, he'll shout out, bread and butter. Bread and butter. Okay, he nodded.
I've never
bread
heard
and butter.
Of that.
So if you're going through the pole and we're holding hands and then I break it to go through the pole, like,
you're
and we're
so
got the pole
rude.
Between us, because I don't be caring like that, he'll be like,
why are you?
Bread and butter.
You just drop his hand?
Ugh, no. Do you want the pole to
bad
hit
wife.
My hand? Like,
walk around.
I'm not a ghost. I mean, sometimes
bad
I do
wife.
And sometimes I forget.
Bad
yeah.
wife.
I mean, I don't think about it, but he thinks about it. Like, and sometimes he'll walk back around the pole,
yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So he's heavy into that, but I've kind of kicked away most of the childhood superstitions, but the New Year's superstitions I stay true to.
You ever heard Flora's lava?
No. What is
That's
that?
A new kid thing. Flora's lava. Flora's lava. Oh. That means they can't touch the floor. If you scream out Flora's lava, they have
find...
The couch. It's not.
Oh, is this like a tag game?
No, it's just floor's lava.
No.
So if you say it, like if I was to say it, you need to lift your feet off the floor and your feet can't touch the floor because the floor is lava.
Oh, wow.
It's just silly.
Don't say that around me.
I always say it when I need them to sit their butts down. Floor's lava. Floor's lava.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah.
Let's move on to. Whoa. Stop. I'm not ready for your petty word of the day.
Too bad. Petty word of the day. Petty word of the day.
Oh, man, I ran right into that. All right.
Go ahead. You go first.
Petty word.
Wow. No.
You know what? Let me get, because you know why? Let me end holy today, you know, before I go back to my normally petty self.
No, let me go. Let me go first.
But then I'm going to end. Do you want to end on a good note then?
Yeah.
Because mine really isn't bad.
No, we're going to end on a good note.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
go first.
Let's start with explaining it. So petty word of the day. Petty word of the day is where we go deep diving into a dictionary, Webster, and we find us a pretty word. Pretty big. I try to get the complicated ones just because I'm extra like that. But we try to find a word and we will learn it and then we'll try to figure out putting it in a pretty petty sentence so you out there listening can learn and understand the word that we're teaching you. But we got to do it in the way we know how, or at least you know how today, and I'll catch up next episode. Petty. We got to make them petty. So with that being said, Miss Glam, the floor is yours.
So my petty word is ineffable.
Ineffable?
Ineffable.
Is it an adjective?
It is an adjective.
Of course.
Yes.
It means incapable of being expressed in words. Expressly bad.
Expressly bad. And this is about me?
I'm sorry.
Wow.
So
you've been sanctified right now.
You've been doing so well.
I have.
I will say that. You've been doing so well. Thank so you. Well.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
Well. So wow. I mean this so no, that
she
you don't. Will
she set me
you
up.
Will go back to what you've been doing, okay?
Go ahead. I ain't ready.
All right. So I you know, set it up nicely. You
yeah, okay. I receive it.
Okay. Mo Hazel's attire today is ineffable.
Wow. Wow. We back to me dressing like a bum?
I love you.
We back to me dressing like a bum.
I love you. I do.
Wow. And he's looking at me, co-signing you. He's like, yeah, yeah, you look like a bum. He literally co-signed you. Wow. Thank you, tech support. Listen, so what? I'm in pajamas. So what? So what?
I'm sorry.
I'm comfy today. I mean, she is looking nice. Yeah. She's dressed like she came from work. Yeah. I clearly dress like I didn't go to work.
Ineffable.
I hate you. I hate you both. But I love you because you are my sister and brother in Christ. How about that? I love you. I love you. Have a blessed evening.
And the angels
and the word and this amen. All right, listen. Okay, that's all right. All right, next week I'm going in. So my word is gargarious. Gargarious. Seeking and enjoying the company of others sociably.
It's a noun.
Adjective.
Oh, okay.
Gargarious. Miss Glam isn't too fond of my gargarious energy when we go out for girls' night, seeking the enjoyment of others' company or sociable. You don't like that I'm sociable when we go out.
I don't want to talk to other people. Stop inviting people to our table.
I don't invite.
You do.
I don't.
You do. When you go, hi, and you look at people in the eye.
Because I have manners.
Stop looking at people in the eye.
I can't help it. I was always told to talk people directly in the eye.
You don't have to talk to strangers. Didn't you ever hear stranger danger?
As a child, yes.
Okay. It same applies as an adult.
I was also told stranger danger. To
stranger danger.
Treat others
no.
as you want to be treated.
Stranger danger. You know how I want to be treated?
Left alone.
Thank you.
I can't stand you. But I love you, girl. All right, you guys. Oh, you know what? Enjoy this week. Enjoy Mo Hazel on a break from petty because she had a wonderful saintly experience. Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna let you ruin my holy vibe this week. I'm doing good.
Go ahead.
But next week I'm back at it.
I'm gonna bless
and
you.
And I'm come please, bless. Please bless me. Bless me.
Bless. Is that how you
go? Don't take that tea and cross. Just bless me with it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Holy water.
Yeah. Holy
might
tea.
Burn.
That's all right. Whatever. That's all right. I'm good. Next week. I'm back at it next week. Do you have anything left to say?
Until next time.
And we are out.